It's the Astros and Red Sox doing battle Friday night at Fenway Park. Boston's magic number to clinch the AL East is down to 1. But don't tell that to Alex Bregman facing Doug Fister here in the third.
This one's hit hard to right field. That's a base hit past Pedroia. They're going to send Fisher. Betts with the great arm, and he's safe. And the Astros go on top 1-0 as Bregman now 2-for-2.
Here's a 1-1, and Bregman lines it pretty deep to left field. Benintendi going back, looking up, and see you later! Into the monster seats for Alex Bregman for the second straight day, and the Astros lead it 3-0. And it brings up Dustin Pedroia, who's 0-for-3. He's tying runs in scoring position for Boston. Ground ball softly hit right side. This will get a run, and Altuve fields, throws to first to get Pedroia. And it's 3-2 Astros as Davis scores.
They now turn things over to Chris Davinsky.
Ground ball toward short. Correa flips to Altuve, and Devo gets out of a bases-loaded jam. Grounds one towards Altuve, who comes in and makes the play, and the Astros win 3-2.
The Astros reach the century mark with a 3-2 win as the Red Sox fail to clinch the AL East. Their magic number remains at 1. Houston wins their 100th game for just the second time in franchise history. The Astros remain 1 game back of the Indians with 2 games remaining in the race for home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after Friday night's win.
Yeah, no, it's a big number, and it takes 6 months to get there, and I'm proud of our guys, obviously. You know, we got a couple games left. We'd like 102 plus 11 in October. So, but yeah, any chance you get to come out, play, win some games, win the way we're winning, it's a nice feeling.
The way you're using your bullpen, he's using his bullpen, did it almost feel like a playoff game tonight?
Yeah, playoff atmosphere. I mean, these people were going crazy here. It was a close game, obviously some really big moments. You know, we won a lot of them. They won a couple of them. It's as close to a playoff game that you're going to get. And obviously, they're trying to win the division. We're trying to make it really hard on them, get ourselves ready for whatever's next for us. So, great game.
If Harris and Devo kind of pitch like this, how good of a sign is that for your
bullpen? Yeah, it's good. You know, our pen's good. And I know, you know, we've used them a lot this year and different times. They've all kind of gone through a little bit of a lull. But I have a lot of trust in these guys. I think these guys are going to come through when we need it. They're making big pitches. There are guys, and they've all done something remarkable at one time or another. We can get them going at the same time. We're going to be really tough to beat.
That was probably the toughest test Harris has had in a while. What'd you see from?
Yeah, you know, his rhythm is good. He's working on getting down the hill a little bit better. His stuff is starting to come back a little bit firmer. I like seeing the 91 and 93. I think the power breaking ball was great. Obviously, Centeno helped him out with a couple of key blocks. And you know, when he's attacking the zone like that early, he can get him to expand. The high fastball to Benintendi was a big pitch. You know, he didn't make the All-Star team by accident last year. He's a real weapon when he's right.
How about Morton? Pretty solid.
Yeah, Charlie was good. He was very good early, and then you know, I took him out. You know, almost in a playoff atmosphere. We wanted to get a couple of matchups to take a look at it. He had plenty left in the tank, but you know, his stuff is up as well, and you know, obviously the environment helps to be at your best, and he was pretty good.
Alex Bregman homered at Fenway Park for the second straight game. He then talked to reporters after Friday night's win.
Yeah, definitely. Close ball game, intense crowd. It was fun. It was a fun game to be a part of, and we know we can swing it and put up a lot of runs, but we also know that we have the bullpen and the defense and the offense to win close games and win one-run games. It was another great example of how huge our bullpen's been this year, and they did a great job tonight.
You must love hitting here. Two games, two home runs. Just how are you seeing the ball right now?
Oh, I'm seeing the ball pretty good. Just fortunate enough to put a few good swings on some pitches in the zone, and just trying to swing strikes and take the balls that are marginal pitches. So hopefully just stay right there.
How big of a deal was getting to 100 wins for you guys?
I mean, that's huge. We set out to win the West. We did that, and then another one of our goals once we had the opportunity to was to win 100 games, and it just speaks volumes about how hard this team's worked and the effort that we've put in all year long to be consistent enough to win 100 games.
Charlie Morton picked up his 14th victory of the season, going 5 1/3. He struck out 4, allowed just 2 runs off 4 hits. Here's Morton after the game.
This is the first time I've pitched here. It's the first time I've been here as a professional, so that was a big deal for me too. It was fun.
Talk about your night tonight. What's up?
Threw a lot of fastballs. I was able to get the ball on the ground a lot, so I had some quick at bats. Similar, not too dissimilar to my last time.
Be like, where are all these runs they've been scoring the last few days now? Because we come out there and have.
No, I like that. That was fun. That was fun for me. This team has been great.
What do you think? That's your last start of the regular season. What you've been able to do this year? Your body of work overall.
Good. I mean, I think I can look back and be proud of it. You know, which is a nice feeling because last year I made four starts, and after a 2015 season where I didn't feel very good about what I did, and so it's nice to come in here and feel like I contributed.
Would you say the team's playing its best baseball at this point?
We're such a good team. You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, we played so many good games with so many good stretches and in the past, you know, what we did there in Texas the last night, you know, offensively, and the whole thing is just such a good team all around.
This series continues Saturday in Boston. Lance McCullers Jr. on the mound for the Astros against Drew Pomeranz for the Red Sox.